Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, certified health and wellness coach, nurse, fitness trainer, educator, speaker, and best-selling author. I looked at the calendar and I go, oh my, what all is happening? This is going to be the busiest season regarding special days, holidays, observation days, whatnot. So I made a little list, and if you look at my transcript when you go online, you can see those things. And I'm just taking it up front. I put a link behind almost everything so you can go and double check the things and get more information if you're interested in it. Or when you're interested in it, I just can't hyperlink them because there's too many and the transcript session does not allow for that. So anyhow, the first thing is September 22nd through December 21st is actually considered fall. The winter starts on 12/22. I thought that fall was like August, September, October, and then November was winter. I guess I learned something new. So officially, September 22nd through December 21st is actually considered fall. And so the winter starts on December 22nd, and New Year's is in 103 days. Can you believe it? 103 days. Wow. What all can we do in those days to keep our mental, physical, and financial health balanced or better or whatnot. Well, I first want to talk a little bit about the different holidays, and I did not choose every single one that was listed, but I've chosen the ones that I've heard of, that I observe, that I know friends of mine observe, and some others I kind of left out. So there's more in between. You can go and Google it. But I'm going to start with tomorrow, International Peace Day. And I wasn't sure why that came about. So I researched it and I found out that the right to peace is the Universal Declaration of Human Rights at 70s. And it says that it's a milestone, this document is a milestone document in the history of human rights, drafted by representatives with different legal and cultural backgrounds from all regions of the world. The declaration was adopted by the United Nations General Assembly in Paris on December 10, 1948, as a common standard of achievement for all peoples and all nations. The Universal Declaration, the most translated document in the world, available in more than 500 languages, is as relevant today as it was on the day it was adopted. Okay, so on December 10th, 1948. That was almost 75 years ago. Wow, 500 languages. Amazing. I thought I was doing fairly decent with speaking five of them. And now they're talking about 500. That's 100 times more. Anyway, a very big statement is, it is time all nations and all people live up to the words of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which recognizes the inherent dignity and equal and inalienable rights of all members of the human race. This year marks the, when it was written, it was the 70th anniversary of that landmark document, and it was signed by Secretary General Antonio Guterres. So that is pretty amazing to look into some of the history behind the holidays to see why are they there, what do they signify. So I did Google that, and actually, if you want to Google it, you can go to www.un.org/en/events/Peace Day. That's one that I did not write in there. So that is pretty cool that we actually have that. And I was just reflecting on that, on the statement that it's for the entire world. And I said, oh, wow, what if all of us were a little bit more in sync with each other, supporting each other, loving each other, helping each other rather than tearing each other down with all the news that we just had lately, with the shootings, with Florence, with everything else. So many deaths that were not scheduled. They were not meant to be. They were not even intended. And yet it happened. So natural disasters, we don't really have much control over at all, if any, but we can always be prepared and have a backup plan. So that is this, because awareness is the key to success in many ways and to survival or to live. So the next celebration is coming up on on the 22nd of September. Pardon me, I said October because it's Oktoberfest that begins on September 22nd. And I did put a link behind that you can highlight, copy, and paste. And there are so many things going on. There is a program, actually. And what I like about it is to see the men in their uniforms and the women in theirs. We call those dirndls. It's like a special uniform that we have in Switzerland and in Germany for special days. And especially the fall festivals, they usually have people dressed up. And I remember my grandma had two different dirndls, one for weekdays, and one for holidays. And they were very different, but so beautiful. And I think hers were handmade. Now there are stores where you can buy them. And it's just really cool to see those pictures and to see how happy people usually are during those festivals, especially Oktoberfest. It's not all about beer and bratwurst. There is more to it. And the meaning about it is definitely listed on that webpage. It's kind of cool. So the next one is September 23rd. I mean, those are all just very upcoming events. And that's the autumnal equinox. And it's when actually fall starts. And on the web that I gave you, there's a gorgeous picture about the world and what's happening. And it has a lot of things that it's telling you about the equinox. It shows you the moon and the earth and everything. And I thought you might really enjoy that or even look at it with your children so you can spend some quality time with them, yet educate them on what actually the autumnal equinox is all about. It is so gorgeous when you see the blood red almost moon and or the sun. No, I think it's the moon. Where you can see those pictures and the videos and everything else. So I wanted to give you the sun, not the moon. Whoops. I should have known that. I don't know why I said moon. Sorry about that. So it is definitely the sun and the earth that are definitely changing places. They're in the sky that it looks different than normal. And daylight in the northern hemisphere gradually becomes shorter up until the winter solstice in December. The opposite is true in the southern hemisphere, where that daylight will gradually grow longer until the hemisphere's summer solstice in December. So history and what's happening to the earth and to the moon and to the sun It is all so very interesting, Link. And as I said, if you can do it with your children together, that'd be even more fun. And you can maybe even do some projects about it just to make sure they learn about it and it sinks in and they feel like they're part of what's going on. I remember most holidays more when I've had some activities involved with it, be it with poems or stories or music or crafts or whatever it is. Just as long as I had anything to do with it, I remembered it. Then the next day is our Halloween day. Oh, wow. What a day. Yeah, I remember that 32 years ago, on October 28th, I was in a really, really nasty car accident with somebody who ran a red light and totaled my car, where I had my 18 months young little girl in it and myself. And we both came out alive, which is awesome. But on October 31st, I actually got my replacement car. So those dates really stick in my head. And I'm just grateful that nothing was worse. Yes, I felt the physical pain, the mental pain, and all that for many, many moons. It's just finally getting better after 30 some years. And the reason why it took so long is I was in a neck brace for 9 months. And that kind of straightened out my curve in the column vertebra, which started causing arthritis and then started feeling all the weather changes. But now the healthier I get and the healthier I am, the less I feel it. So amazing. Health can do wonders. The next big event for all of us Americans is actually, is actually Veterans Day. And no, a general election day, and that's on November 6th. So please go and vote. Let your voices be heard or be seen on the paper. So we do our civic duty. Let's just leave it at that. The next one is Veterans Day on November 11th. And I remember that day so vividly. In 2009, on Veterans Day, is when my husband brought his father home to us to live with us for the last few weeks or months to live. And it was amazing. I mean, instead of living those few weeks or months the doctors gave him, he lived with us for almost 6 years. Tomorrow, is his 3-year anniversary of passing. And so that was just a few months shy of Veterans Day, where he would have made it for 6 years. So just a few months shy, but he made it to exactly 92 years and 8 months to the day. So why is Veterans Day important? And I found a poem that I really like, and it says, it just disappeared on me. Let's see if it comes back. But there are a lot of wonderful, wonderful poems, and I need to see that I can put it on pause if, when it comes through again, just so I can read it to you. The veterans have done so much for us, and we owe them our lives. And it says here, it is the veteran, not the preacher, who has given us freedom of religion. It is the veteran, not the reporter, who has given us freedom of the press. It is the veteran, not the poet, who has given us freedom of speech. It is the veteran, not the campus organizer, who has given us freedom to assemble. It is the veteran, not the lawyer, who has given us the right on a fair trial. It is the veteran, not the politician, who has given us the right to vote. And that was written on Veterans Day 2004. These Veterans Day poems honor our interior military members in an intensely tender Veterans Day tribute. Veterans Day poems should be a share of any occasion intended to appreciate our veterans. That is the main reason we are sharing this great collection of Happy Veterans Day poems. Where would we be without the service of our veterans? If you think that for a minute, your soul will be frozen and you will see a different place in your heart for the veterans. To honor the veterans, on the 11th of November, U.S. celebrates the Veterans Day also as a legal holiday. And I did put, yes, behind where you can see all the different poems. They are so amazing. It's just something to be truly grateful for, because what would we do? Where would we be without our veterans? Then we have on the 13th of November, the Caregiver Appreciation Day. And honestly, I was guilty of not even knowing about that for the longest time, till we had my father-in-law for 6 years. And I don't know if you remember what I said at the beginning, a few or many actually episodes ago. He was 87 when he came to be with us to die. He was an amputee, diabetic, Alzheimer's, and dementia. And giving care was all we did 24/7 between my husband and I. And since then, I have great appreciation and gratitude towards all caregivers who take care of their loved ones, be it their children or their parents or their aunts or uncles or grandparents. It does not matter. Caregiving and gratitude are what matter. Then the next big one is Thanksgiving on 11/22. And Thanksgiving Day is actually a national holiday celebrated in Canada, the United States, some of the Caribbean islands, and Liberia. It began as a day of giving thanks for the blessings of the harvest and of the preceding year. Similarly named festival holidays occur in Germany and Japan. Thanksgiving is celebrated on the second Monday of October in Canada, on the fourth Thursday of November in the United States, and around the same part of the year in other places. Although Thanksgiving has historical roots in religious and cultural traditions, it has long been celebrated as a secular holiday as well, which is actually a shame because the real history behind it is amazing. Yeah, I do have time to say something else. Prayers of thanks and special Thanksgiving ceremonies are common among almost all religions after harvests and at other times. The Thanksgiving holidays history in North America is rooted in English traditions dating from the Protestant Reformation. It also has aspects of a harvest festival, even though the harvest in New England occurs well before the late November date on which the modern Thanksgiving holiday is celebrated. In the English tradition, days of Thanksgiving and special Thanksgiving religious services became important during the English Reformation in the reign of Henry VII and in reaction to the large number of religious holidays on the Catholic calendar. Before 1536, there were 95 church holidays plus 52 Sundays when people were required to attend church and forego work and sometimes pay for expensive celebrations. The 1536 reforms reduced the number of church holidays to 27, but some Puritans wished to completely eliminate all church holidays, including Christmas and Easter. The holidays were to be replaced by specially called days of fasting or days of thanksgiving in response to events that the Puritans viewed as acts of special providence. Unexpected disasters or threats of judgment from on high called for days of fasting. Special blessings viewed as coming from God called for days of thanksgiving. For example, days of fasting were called on account of drought in 1611, floods in 1613, and plagues in 1604 and 1622. Days of thanksgiving were called following the victory over the Spanish Armada in 1588 and following the deliverance of Queen Anne in 1705. An unusual annual day of thanksgiving began in 1606 following the failure of the Gunpowder Plot in 1605 and developed into Guy Fawkes Day on November 5th. So there's a lot more listed and you can read up on it. It is so interesting and I am really thrilled that we have a reason behind each and every holiday. On December 2nd, we have the first Advent, and you know there's four before we have Christmas. Not everybody celebrates it, but for the ones who do, that's what it is. On the 21st of December, we have winter solstice. And on December 25th, we have Christmas. And there again, I did put a link behind it because there is so much written. Yet some things I question. I don't know if it has to do with my upbringing or my religious upbringing or whatnot, and I'm not going to put that onto anybody, but it's actually supposed to be the birth of Christ. So Christmas is actually a word put together for Christ in us. It was just a pronunciation that was changed a little bit. And honestly, Christ was not born on December 25th, but most people like to keep that date as their Christmas day. If you want to find out more about that, go to your Bible, go to your preacher or minister or rabbi or whatever, and research it with them and find out when Christ was actually born, in which months and whatnot. But just to be honest, Christmas time, the way it is nowadays, without the pressure of gifts and things, is one of the happiest moments a year. People are more generous. People are generally speaking happier. People start singing, humming, whistling, doing things they don't do normally during the year. And that's why I think it's still a great tradition, despite the fact that biblically it's not 100% correct. But then this is not my main focus. I'm not preaching here. I'm just giving you some information. Certain things in my childhood, and even nowadays, to get ready for Christmas mentally, for the Christmas on the 25th of December, it takes a lot of energy, actually. And we have so many ways to make things work out for us. I definitely have decided I want to be mentally, physically, and financially very happy and balanced for all holidays, for actually each and every day. And the reason why is when I'm balanced, I'm feeling great. I'm feeling healthy. I'm energized. I go out there and I offer the gift of health to others, because I was allowed to experience it. So now sharing is caring, and I love paying it forward. So if you have anything that you need to change or want to change in your life to feel more balanced or to change your habits to better ones so you have a happier, healthier, and longer life, just contact me. I'm here for you, and I will be able to help you. So instead of getting, as I said, mentally, physically, and financially down on myself, I start preparing early, making homemade gifts. A lot of it is I love to do things for people. I love to either help them with something or bake a bread for them or whatever I can do. Instead of gifts and gifts or material goods, I'd rather give them something where I put my love, energy, and creativity into it. That is something that my sister-in-law does really well. She starts doing things from the beginning of the year and just does every time when she comes across something, she knows who's it for. So she either gets it or starts making it. So she is ready. She does not stress out at all because she does it during the whole year. And she just has a box where she puts everything in that's not baked goods and cannot be put in there. But if it's anything else like crafts or things she sees on sale that she knows somebody really needs and it's just for the correct season, she is always prepared. So that's actually for that. A good thing to actually get there and mentally relax, physically relax, and financially be sound is the system stop, challenge, choose. Because when you have thoughts that don't serve you, stop thinking what you're thinking. Then challenge yourself. Is this serving for myself or for the people that I'm considering? And then choose what is the best decision that you can help someone else or yourself first. Because if you don't come first, how can you help everybody else? You're going to wear out. Another system that I really love is the DDD system, which is delegate, dump, or do. So you can either do it yourself, or you can delegate it, or you can dump it. Don't worry too long. Take 30 seconds, 20 seconds to decide in which pile it goes, mental pile or physical pile, and go from there. Make it a joyous time with your friends and family. Quality time over spending money. I mean, time is always more important because that is something you remember for a lifetime. Money, once it's spent, it's gone. Relaxing, choose relaxing over stressing out. And I have written a best-selling book about stress reduction, and it's on Amazon.com. You can get it in Kindle form or in paperback. Or if you want an autographed copy from me, you can let me know and we can arrange for that. So, as you can tell, I am actually very passionate about sharing the gift of health with you and paying it forward. Because, again, I was able to experience it. I was given that gift. And now I can't stop. I need to pay it forward. The difference between the last 2 years is so huge that I never, ever want to go back to where I was. I just want to move forward from where I am. So I hope that these holiday dates are little reminders for you. If you want to do some research and find out more about the history, where the holiday is coming from, what the meaning is behind it and whatnot, go to the links I put behind, just highlight them, copy and paste them into the URL so you get the information. If you want to make changes in your own life and get healthy, starting now for 2019, you have 103 days, or starting then, depending on what your situation is, let me know. I gave you my email address at dythompson, T-H-O-M-S-O-N, at gmail.com, or my phone number 562-335-4956 for voicemail or text. I do not answer the phone unless I know who it is, but I will return any messages that are clear and concise within 24 to 48 hours. I'd be honored to journey with you and help you change your habits to better and healthier ones so you have a happy, long life to live, see your children grow up and see them getting married after education and see their children and whatnot. Life is so wonderful. Let's make the best out of it. Enjoy your celebrations. Do the best you can. If you have different celebrations, go for it. This is just what came to my mind, and it's far, far from being perfect, far from being complete. So I wish everybody a most wonderful week, and I'll talk to you next Thursday. Take care.